The Austerity of Poetry, a sonnet. That son of Italy who tried to blow, ere Dante came, the trump of sacred song, in his light youth amid a festal throng, sate with his bride to see a public show. Fair was the bride, and on her front did glow youth like a star. And what to youth belong? Gay raiment, sparkling gauds, elation strong, a prop gave way, crash fell a platform. Lo! Mid struggling sufferers, hurt to death, she lay. Shuddering, they drew her garments off and found a robe of sackcloth, next the smooth white skin. Such poets, is your bride the muse, young, gay, radiant, adorned outside, a hidden ground of thought and of austerity within. West London by Matthew Arnold. Crouched on the pavement, close by Belgrave Square, a tramp I saw, ill, moody, and tongue-tied. A babe was in her arms, and at her side a girl. Their clothes were rags, their feet were bare. Some labouring men, whose work lay somewhere there, passed opposite. She touched her girl, who hied across, and begged and came back satisfied. The rich she had let pass with frozen stare. Thought I, above her state this spirit towers, she will not ask of aliens but of friends, of sharers in a common human fate. She turns from that cold succour which attends the unknown little from the unknowing great, and points us to a better time than ours.
Dover Beach by Matthew Arnold. The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full, the moon lies fair upon the straits. On the French coast the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand glimmering and vast out in the tranquil bay. Come to the window, sweet is the night air. Only from the long line of spray where the sea meets the moon-blanched land, listen. You hear the grating roar of pebbles, which the waves draw back and fling at their return up the high strand, begin and cease, and then again begin with tremulous cadence slow, and bring the eternal note of sadness in. Sophocles long ago heard it on the Aegean, and it brought into his mind the turbid ebb and flow of human misery. We find also in the sound a thought, hearing it by this distant northern sea. The sea of faith was once, too, at the full, and round earth's shore lay like the folds of a bright girdle furled. But now I only hear its melancholy, long, withdrawing roar, retreating to the breath of the night wind down the vast edges drear and naked shingles of the world. Ah, love, let us be true to one another. For the world which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here, as on a darkling plain swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night.